Okay, so I'm sitting here with George Kelly, and I explained the storytelling project to him, and he had an opportunity to read the consent form. He understands that he doesn't have to participate; it's voluntary, and he understands that he can stop at any time. And he also knows that this information is going to be shared with other agencies to collect the data. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Amen.
So I'm going to ask you three questions, and you just answer them the best you can. The first question is, what's been the hardest thing or the hardest challenge for you during this whole pandemic?
Well, currently the way I'm living is getting by. It's like things is closing. I can't get things to my house and stuff, and it's like hard to get transportation. You stop the transportation and things like that. I know y'all don't got nothing to do with it, but is that it's hard to get by, get through the city when things going on,
So
everything's
there's
closing.
limited resources
Yes, man.
because things are closed or not fully open.
Yep. And then oh, something's open. Then you gotta put masks on. You don't got a mask. You gotta buy one. Then you gotta put it on. That's too much.
Yeah, it is. Just for future reference, if you ever need a mask, I have masks.
Oh, how
We'll
can I
get
have
you.
one, please?
Yeah, absolutely. Before you leave, I'll give you a couple of them.
Yes,
Okay,
ma'am.
there's matter of fact, here's some right here.
Oh,
Okay, you can take a
man.
couple of these, so you'll never have to worry about buying a mask. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So, the next question is, what are your fears moving forward as far as the pandemic? So if the pandemic does not end soon, what now is your concern if this continues?
Oh, man, it's hard. Move forward. I just want to get my life together. Be on the right track. Move forward. Get my family together. But it's kind of hard. I got to fight the system. But the system's kind of fair, so I got to do what they say. You know what I mean? Go by their guidelines. And
So how's that related to the pandemic? Because the
pandemic, this is
system's not
like, it's slowing
open.
me down because it's much you can do in the world. You can do little. And it's really nothing you can do. You
Right.
know what I mean? It's so hard.
Okay. So right now, do you know of any resources related to COVID? Like, do you know like where you can get tested for COVID? Do you know like where you could go to discuss, these challenges in regards to COVID, like the resources that are out there. Do you know of any of them?
Yes.
What are they?
What's the o Oasis, I think.
Here?
Yes. Experts and I think what's that? The hospital over here, Atlantic Care.
Health
You talk to
effects.
one of the hospital doctors in there. They'll tell you get tested in there, TB testers and your blood testers and stuff like that. And that's very helpful. And I'm glad they got a place like that. You can go there and get help. And then they volunteer. You can help and help the volunteers get help. So it's nothing you can't do. You gotta ask for it.
That's right. So you can always come here if you need to talk or if you just need resources for support. Okay. That's all the questions that I have for you, unless there's anything else that you want to add.
I wish this would be over and be and we could go forward.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know what this president's gonna do, but I'm hoping for it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, George,
You're
for
welcome.
agreeing to participate in this, okay?
It's no
All right.
problem.